You're listening to Radiant Womanhood, the podcast for multi-passionate women who are ready to shake off their limitations, dream big, and live fully. I'm Tabitha Blue, a wife, mom of six, author, life coach, and entrepreneur, and I know firsthand the challenges women can experience when it comes to balancing life's demands, staying true to yourself, and navigating the many curveballs life can throw. And guess what? I'm obsessed with helping you navigate all the crazy seasons of this thing called life with confidence and grace. Join me each week as I delve into topics from habit making to goal setting, career balancing to relationship nurturing, and everything in between, helping you get out of your own way and embody the radiance within. So grab your headphones, shut out the distractions, and get ready to shine. Let's dive in. Whew, you guys, I am so excited for this episode today. I appreciate you being here, pressing play. I appreciate you downloading this episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for subscribing. The Radiant Womanhood podcast is growing and it's been trending, and that's because of you. So if you haven't yet, click the follow button, grab the link and share it with a friend. Share it on your social media and tag someone. Tag me at Tabitha Blue, tag me at Radiant Womanhood so I can see what you're listening to and what parts are encouraging you and share that as well. But I appreciate you, and the world needs more light. The world needs more of us standing in our power, walking in our power, more of us living in our purpose, lighting up the room. And I want to encourage you to get there, to do the hard things, to do the growth things, to put in the effort and change your life. We're doing it together, friends. You and I are doing it together. And this episode today is no different. I am so excited for what is coming. We're going to get into it. We're going to dive into a mindset shift that can change the game for you. So listen in, really listen. It's something that I've said before. I don't want this to just be background noise. I want to be that encouragement in your ear, but not just background noise. I don't care if you're driving or if you're eating or if you're working out or on the elliptical machine, whatever it is. I want to help you move the needle in your life with every episode. It's not about fluff. It's about power. It's about purpose. It's about encouragement. It's about transformation. And for you, friend, that means actively listening. So I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to get into it. And I'm so grateful that you're here listening. Now, it's funny because I am very excited about this episode today. A little bit wound up right now, but as events unfolded this morning, before me getting here to you, I had to overcome some things just to make it happen. The story is a little bit on the funnier side, but it can totally apply. And it works well into this episode. And I've had that song in my head all morning, Unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm not going to sing it for you. We won't torture you that way. But I have to be honest, I don't actually know most of the lyrics to that song. But obviously the chorus just talks about unstoppable. I'm unstoppable over and over and over. And that's what was in my head today. That's what I want you to remember today. That's what I want you to take away today. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, whatever chaos might seem to be around you, or maybe even whatever mistake you're sitting in, you're unstoppable. It's not time to fold. The only thing being folded around you maybe is laundry, but you are not folding. You are not stopping. Those setbacks aren't taking you back. Those setbacks aren't taking you out. Those setbacks aren't stopping you today. We're shifting today into a perspective of power and of peace and of purpose. So, back to my story this morning. Backstory on that. For the past few days, I've been getting up with Chris to work out. He's been getting up at 5 a.m. for a while now, or getting up before that to start his workout at 5 a.m. for a little while now. And so after my whole episode just recently on procrastination, yes, I was talking to myself. You guys, all of these, I'm talking to myself as well. It was time. It was time for me to stop procrastinating and start doing something that I had been thinking about, something that I had been wanting to do. I'd been making changes in other areas and just put that off. But really with kids, that's the best time of the day for us. That's how it works for us, or how it works well for us. Of course, I picked the week to start where we just had a time change. So it's typically harder to get moving in the morning. But all of that, a challenge is a challenge, right? So the choice to do something hard doesn't change just because an obstacle arises. Hard is hard. It was a challenge that I was facing, a challenge I was overcoming, something I had procrastinated on and was like, okay, it's time. It's time to do it. So for the last few days anyway, I've been exercising. nice and early in the morning with Chris, and it was still early enough when we finished our workout that we wanted to get in the hot tub before getting the kids up and around, decided to relax our muscles a bit, and it was relaxing. It was soothing. It was still a little bit dark outside. It was peaceful. There was no noise. It was calm. And then we got out of the hot tub and we had grabbed some towels that were on the chair from the day before. Chris already feels really bad about this, and I guess I'm going to throw him under the bus, but he had grabbed the towels for us. He had them right there for us. So I grabbed my towel, put it on. And as soon as I put it on, I felt this stinging pain in my shoulder, like crazy, but it clicked and I knew exactly what it was. And y'all, let me just share, I am allergic to wasps. So the last time I was stung, it was in my finger, and within a few hours, my entire arm all the way up to my shoulder was swollen where I could not even bend my fingers. I couldn't even bend my arm, like allergic. I ended up in the hospital to get that taken care of at that point. So immediately I knew I've been stung. I jumped so quickly into our pool, which is not quite an ice bath at this moment, but it is cold. Like, we are not swimming in it. It's sort of almost, we call it our cold plunge at the moment, but that is what I did. I got my shoulder in there. I knew I was stung. I was just like, oh. Chris, of course, felt so bad because he had grabbed the towels. Like I said, it was dark. It was peaceful. It was quiet. We didn't turn on all the lights. We didn't turn on the music. It was just nice and quiet until that moment happened. So then we ran inside. I was like, okay, I need some Benadryl. Took some Benadryl, put some cream on my shoulder. Suffice to say, everything is fine. There's been no swelling. All is well. But for the rest of the morning, I had such a time even just keeping my eyes open. Like, the kids would ask me something. Everything. It was taking time to process. I was moving slowly. I was talking slowly. I so just wanted to just close my eyes. Like, I just wanted to close my eyes. And I wasn't quite sure. I was like, okay, is this from the getting up early and working out? Is this from the little bit of time relaxing in the hot tub? Or is this from the Benadryl? I don't know. But even with all of that to say, that was my morning. That was my morning before coming here to share this with you today. And I was not going to let that one moment define me. I was not going to let what happened this morning define my mood for the entire day. I was not going to let it rewrite my story or stop me from the next play. And actually, in fact, it worked its way right into it, right here, didn't it? So many people spend so much time living in their past, allowing any amount of past to control them, to control the right now, to control the future, to control that next step or that next play. Yes, it would have been easy to say, okay, all of this happened this morning. I was doing well, but now I'm just going to close my eyes and take a nap and we'll see what happens. I'm going to give in to that feeling right now because this thing happened and now it's stopping me from my future. But no, we don't have to let one moment define us. Your life might be heavy right now because you're holding on to things that are weighing you down. You're holding on to the past, onto hurts, onto hangups, onto mistakes, so that any new opportunity or any new blessing doesn't have a place to take hold. I want you for just a second to picture something in your mind for a moment. Picture your arms out and just full of balls, like you have all of these balls to hold on to, whatever kind you like. Maybe it's basketball, football, soccer balls. I have done this before in person, and I will literally have a box of stress balls dumped into my arms. So standing there with my arms out, just full of stress balls, holding all of them. And they're not easy to hold. Those ones are little, but tennis balls, whatever. Hold on to those things. And then think about, while your arms are literally full of all of these balls, all these things you're trying to balance or juggle or hold on to, then try to think about catching something else. Try to think about picking up something else. So all these things that we're holding and trying to hold on to, the lies about us from our past, the hurt from it, the fear because of past failures or mistakes or the weight of it. It's like these little friends that we're so used to having with us that it feels strange to let them go, even if it might not be healthy for us. We talked just a couple episodes about comfort and about being comfortable and about leaving our comfort zones. And that applies here. Sometimes holding on to the things of our past is comfortable because it's what we're used to doing. Sometimes holding on to even the mindsets or believing the lies about ourselves is easier just because it's comfortable, because it's what we're used to. Now, remember, comfort doesn't mean good. That word comfort, nowhere does it mean good or great. It just means a lack of pain. It just means a lack of, or the opposite of, discomfort. So our mind tries to hold on to all of it to keep us in the space of what we're used to being instead of the temporary discomfort of letting go. Like, have you ever been warm under the blanket? I'll say this again, back to getting up at 4:30 in the morning for the last few mornings. I feel this warm under the blanket, but you take the blanket off to get out of bed, or you take the blanket off because maybe you were a little bit too hot, and temporarily there's just like this little chill, but then it feels good. It feels so much better. Your subconscious mind accepts these negative beliefs and negative suggestions easier than positive ones, because a lot of times it has evolved that way to protect us, to keep us comfortable. And so it holds on. But we're breaking out of that today. When thinking of your past mistakes from years ago, or from this morning, or from yesterday, and you're replaying that in your mind, you're feeding yourself failure. You're feeding yourself self-doubt. You're feeding yourself a mindset that is the opposite of power. But we're not going to sit in the past any longer. When you're holding on to all of these weights and all of these beliefs and all of these, your arms are full, still picturing your arms full, right? All full of all of these different balls that you can't catch anything good that comes your way. You can't receive the blessing. You can't act on the opportunity. You can't hold on to or take part in the next right thing because you're busy with the past. So friend, drop it, forget it, leave it in the past. Need a pick-me-up anytime, anywhere? I'm excited to introduce you to Better Greens, your ultimate source of all-natural energy packed with essential nutrients to power you through your day. Available in both caffeinated and non-caffeinated versions, and they come in these convenient on-the-go sticks. The secret is all about the power of nature. Better Greens contains a potent enzyme blend that aids in digestion, breaks down carbohydrates, and improves fat utilization. The kicker, though? Each serving provides you with your daily recommended intake of fruits and vegetables. You guys, it's such a convenient way to nourish your body. What's crazy is there's actually more to it. Better Greens are infused with apple cider vinegar, known to aid in mineral absorption, resist fat-storing hormones, and even boost your body's defense against infections by stimulating white blood cells. I've tried so many different greens by so many different brands, and these are by far my favorite, not just for how I feel, but because of how easy they are to mix up and how delicious the flavors actually are. If you're ready to tackle whatever life throws at you with this renewed vigor, head over to betterdays.com and use the coupon code FRESHMOMMY for an exclusive discount. That's coupon code FRESHMOMMY, FRESHMOMMY, for 10% off your ticket to a healthier, more energized you. Don't miss out, you guys. Try Better Greens today. Whenever I talk about the past, whenever we talk about the past, it always reminds me of Rafiki from The Lion King. You can tell I'm a mom here, but honestly, The Lion King came out when I was little. I mean, I remember having the CD of the soundtrack of it and would play it over and over. So, I mean, it was back from a long time ago. But this part in The Lion King, Simba had just had the realization that he'd been hiding from his past. So he's having this conversation with Rafiki. They talk about how change is good, but it's not easy. And Rafiki hits Simba with a stick on the head. And Simba's like, ah, what was that for? And Rafiki's response, doesn't matter. It's in the past. Simba's like, yeah, but it still hurts. And Rafiki's like, yes, the past can hurt. But the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it. So many times we allow ourselves to be defined by our past and the thoughts and the memories that we hold on to. Do you know when your life is going to change? When you stop feeding yourself falsities. When you stop feeding yourself false scenarios. When you stop pressing rewind on the things that need to be deleted from your life. When you stop holding on to all the things and the attitudes and the mindsets that are past their expiration date. Y'all, your arms that are full of balancing all of these balls, all these things. You're holding on to all these things that are past their expiration date. They're in the past. They're gone. But if you can't get past the past, you will never grow into your purpose. So friend, this right here, what I'm about to tell you, will shift your mindset forever. Take this. Take it. Write it down. Remember it. Hold on to it. Share it on social media and tag me. It's this thing in the sports world called NPM, or next play mentality. Athletes are told by coaches, forget about the last play. Forget about that mistake. Forget about that lost point. Forget about the lost game. And the most successful athletes are quick to forget. In basketball, how long does it take to make a shot? A second? Out of a 40-minute game. In football, it's a 60-minute clock. I mean, the game takes forever, but it's a 60-minute clock. The actual play time is 60 minutes. If athletes miss the shot, and then that's what they're focused on is that missed shot, what about the rest of the 40-minute game? What about the rest of the 60-minute play clock? Drop the ball? Okay, keep going. Miss a play? Okay, keep going. Lose? Okay, keep going. Are you going to spend your time living for that 1 second shot, reliving it and rethinking it over it? Or are you going to live with a next play mentality? Moments in our lives are not always going to go your way, but you can't allow those moments to control your mood. You can't allow those moments to control your commitment. You can't allow those moments to control your drive. You can't allow those moments to control your discipline. You can't allow those moments to keep their hold on you any longer. So learn how to do this. Start practicing NPM. Start practicing that next play mentality. Okay, I messed up. What's next? Okay, I made a mistake. What's next? Okay, that was the past. I learned from it. It's time to take the step forward. Lift your head up. I know it didn't always go your way. I know sometimes it looks like a loss. Sometimes it looks like pain. Sometimes it looks like a setback. Sometimes it looks hard. I know that you've messed up, but guess what? Nothing can stop you without your permission. Nothing can stop you without your permission. Stand up, friend. Get back up. Lift your head up. Rise up. It's time to leave the past in the past. It's time for the next play. What are you going to do next? There's a coach. Let's see if I can say his name. Krzyzewski, I believe, but he was a head basketball coach for Duke, helped his teams win 5 national championships, appeared in 12 Final Four games, and they took home 26 regular season and tournament titles. So he knows a little thing about next play, but he said he actually learned it when he was an undergraduate. I mean, and next play mentality is what he ingrained into his athletes. But he said he learned it from U.S. Military Academy when he was an undergraduate there. He said, it's like, what's your next mission? So whenever you get knocked back, individually and collectively as a team, they taught you, okay, next play. What am I going to do next? The most successful people are the ones with a short memory. The ones who don't allow the past to define the next step. Who don't allow one play to become another play, to become the whole game, to become their whole season. You fall down, you get up, you pick your head up. You're going to have mistakes. Something isn't going to always go your way or the way that you planned, but you don't stop. You have a launch that didn't go well. You don't stop. You have a product that didn't go over well. You don't stop. You have a failed marriage. Okay, you don't stop. That doesn't take you out. You have this thing that happened, or that thing that happened, or this in the past, or that, and this looks bad, and that looks bad, and what are other people going to say about that, and what do other people think about this? It doesn't matter. It's in the past. What are you going to do next? There might be pain. There might be loss. You might get shaken, but you're not going back to the old mindset that didn't serve you. You don't fold. You get to be proud of yourself. You are unstoppable. This is a new you. I want to encourage you to stop talking about your past. I mean, we need to learn from it. Yes. It's okay to share with others as ways of helping others. But I'm talking about when looking back becomes the enemy of tomorrow. Your past is your past and you have scars, but you don't need to keep opening the wounds. I'm asking you to let those things go. Have you ever watched a team play? I don't know if you're into sports or not. And for the most part, I am not. I watch my kids' games. I watch my friends' kids' games. And then I'll watch big games when my husband or family is watching them. But still, have you ever watched a team play and there's a bad play? A mistake was made. A ball was dropped. Someone missed the basket. Whatever it is. But then you just see it on them. You might see it on the player that missed the mark. And sometimes you see it on the whole team. And their shoulders slump. Or they get angry. And they get into the self-pity spirit. And for the rest of the game, they can't seem to dig out of it. That's the opposite of the next play mentality. Because friends, a miss is going to happen. Things are going to happen, but they don't have to determine the rest of the game or the rest of the season or the rest of the career. You're going to make a difference this year. I'm just saying it. I'm just putting it out there. You are going to make a shift this year and you're going to leave a mark this year. Why? Because you're stepping out of your past and into who you're meant to be. You're letting those weights go so that you're free to grab on to the good in store for you. You're freeing your arms of all the weight and holding on to all the things so you can catch the good that's coming your way. You are just one choice away from a new life. And I want you to believe in you. I believe in you. I want you to believe in you. When the miss happens, when the mistake happens, when the ball drops, give yourself the chance to win. Give yourself the freedom of letting go of those things that you were holding on to that didn't serve you. The things that were getting in the way of receiving the good things. Give yourself the power of making that choice. Give yourself the gift of the next play mentality. You're no longer continuing to press rewind, but you're walking back into your power. Give yourself the gift that says, no matter what happens in this moment, I am not going to fold. You can do it. I believe in you. You are unstoppable. So, what are you going to do next? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Radiant Womanhood. If you want more, head on over to radiantwomanhood.com for show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, I'd be so grateful if you could take a few moments to rate and review the show. Don't forget to hit the follow button to stay updated on our latest episodes. Friend, I love hearing from you, so shoot me a DM at Instagram at Radiant Womanhood or at Tabitha Blue to carry on the conversation. And if you believe the remarkable women in your life could benefit from this episode, share the link with them to spread the love. Until next time, friend, keep shining.